attacks to key crude production facilities in Saudi Arabia on September 14th knocked out about 5% of global oil supply. Now there's even more concern about energy security. Bloomberg's Europe Gas, Power and Renewables team leader Reid Landberg joins me from London to discuss the implications of the attacks and how it affects the green agenda. Great to have you on, Reid. Now, before these strikes, energy prices were relatively low and there seemed to be plenty of supply available. Saudi Arabia in the past has been able to quickly add oil to the market to balance any sort of shocks. What might we see change now?
Well, Jessica, the attacks really put energy security back on the political agenda. It was Jimmy Carter's energy secretary in the 1970s, James Schlesinger, who said that the U.S. has only two modes when it comes to energy, complacency and panic. And these attacks, at the very least, revive concerns that it's not safe to depend on the Middle East for energy supplies. Ultimately, that's a good thing for companies who are offering an alternative, like wind farms, solar farms, electric cars.
That's very interesting. Now, I also want to talk about how the attacks may play into what we hear next week from the United Nations Climate Action Summit in New York. What sort of impact might we see when it comes to the debate around the reliability of fossil fuels?
Well, the UN Secretary General has a personal concern that the world is not doing enough to hold back fossil fuel emissions, and those are causing climate change. He's planned this summit a long time, and his ambition is to bring together world leaders and companies who are offering something more ambitious to cut emissions of greenhouse gases. He wants to give a sense of momentum to that whole process of fighting climate change. Now, my guess is that the attacks on Saudi Arabia are a gift to the green movement because they damage the Saudi assertion that oil is going to remain cheap and plentiful for a long time into the future. The attacks remind everybody that oil supplies can be cut off easily and that prices can soar overnight.
Now, I also want to mention that climate has really climbed to the top of the EU political agenda. 93% of Europeans see global warming as a serious problem. Now, that is according to a recent survey by the European Commission. EU Climate and Energy Commissioner Miguel Arias-Cañete spoke to Bloomberg on the topic. Let's take a listen.
We already have learned the lesson. We have to fight global warming, and we have to have intelligent climate change policies, and that means getting out of fossil fuels, elimination fossil subsidies to fossil fuels, developing clean energies, developing renewables, increasing energy efficiency.
Now, what changes might we see in Europe moving forward? Do you see the attacks leading to countries becoming less oil dependent?
Well, the European nations have always been eager to distance themselves from Middle Eastern oil because they have so little supplies of their own. They have to import everything. And they've been pushing hard to reduce fossil fuel emissions for many years. Germany and France are all talking about net zero fossil fuel emissions by 2050. And none of them want to be importing more oil. So the attacks on Saudi Arabia give national leaders yet another reason to be looking for alternatives to fossil fuels. It gives them political cover for tilting the market toward renewables and away from oil and coal.
It'll be very interesting to see how this all plays out. Reid, thanks very much for joining me. This is one of the topics we're watching in commodities for the week ahead. In New York, I'm Jessica Summers.